Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In just a few minutes, we'll unveil your up-to-date New York sports ownership rankings here on Evan and Tiki. But right now, it is Cinco time.
With Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo, that's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Evan has a definitive list coming up, and I got a definitive list based off of last night's Athletic article. I'm going to give you, in my opinion, the five best Woodies of all time.
Whip out the jumbo package.
The five best Woodies of all time?
Yes. The five best Woodies of all time.
What I've learned about working with you guys is Tiki just laughed. He's not thinking about anybody named Woody.
I am.
He's thinking about what I do with my meat.
Woody Woodpecker better be on there. Is it not?
Let
him do the list. Then we'll attack him because I got a few too.
That might be showing my age, but whatever.
You guys thought this was about people and characters. Okay, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five
is Woody Johnson, who would have been off this list prior to last night. But imagine having the courage to bench Aaron Rodgers.
Turn that into a positive.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's got to be Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson's towards the top of my list. I'm surprised you only gave him four,
yeah,
though.
Definitely got to be
White
on the
Men
list.
Can't Jump, mm-hmm. Cheers.
True Detective.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I mean, it's the thing he won the most awards for.
To me, right. When I think of Woody Harrelson, it's just me.
His season
I think
hard,
of though. Cheers, yeah. And White Men Can't Jump. Those are the only two things I think of. Cheers. I know he's done a lot more.
Have you watched True Detective?
Oh, I got another one. I apologize. There's a third one. He was a badass.
In Semi-Pro.
In War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
A badass.
This is true.
You remember that.
This is true.
This
oh
is
fact. My God.
But it's modern, so it's less of when he was in his prime.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
All right, again, this list is the five best Woodies of all time. Number three, Woody Woodrow Wilson.
Shut up.
A Republican, the Republican has dominated the progressive era.
He
here
Democrat,
comes this
Democrat, Woody.
I'm a loser.
Woodrow Wilson.
Can you let me finish the sentence?
Well, I don't like you putting him on this list. He was an overrated crap.
He's the architect of the League of Nations.
Hey, are you kidding me? It was a failure.
He was a compiler.
Nah, bro, man. It was a
failure. He took shots, man. He took
he
shots.
He was also a president of the United States.
Yes. The 28th, and again, Republicans running everything, and he broke through as a Democrat.
He was a crappy president of the United States, and the only reason he won is because Teddy and Howard Taft had the split. And by the way, his name is coming down all over Princeton. You want to know why? Because they're embarrassed by him. Because he was a racist. Because he was overrated. Because the League of Nations sucked. I mean, you really want to go off on this guy? Clown. You're the clown for putting him on this list. Woodrow Wilson, my ass.
He just tried to appease you.
By putting one of my least favorite presidents?
Doesn't matter. Evan, he was just trying to
what, are you going
to
put over FDR next?
He was trying to placate you.
I was kidding. Kind of, but not really.
Evan, I got a little factoid for you.
That's my guy.
Prior to Bill Clinton, I don't know nor give a crap about any president of the United States.
You don't know who Ronald Reagan was?
I know a few names.
It had no effect on him
my
personally.
My point is, you like presidents. I'm doing a list of Woodies. I gave you a little bone
here.
You don't got to kill
Woodrow
me.
Woodrow Wilson?
Well, I'm sorry. I must have missed the other Woodies that were presidents.
Do some research.
Well, you mentioned one of them, Bill Clinton.
Number two.
That was much better than your Soto decision.
Right.
All right. Number two is Woody Woodpecker. He is the number two Woody of all time. And honestly, I feel bad for Woody Woodpecker, because if not for Thanksgiving Day and that balloon, would current kids even know who he is?
It's a great point.
You're probably right.
Right.
No. We bring back everything. The Jets bring back the uniforms. Can we bring back Woody Woodpecker?
I lived on those Saturday morning commercials. I mean, cartoons. Lived on them.
And fun fact about Woody the Woodpecker, and I only realized this when I finally owned my own house.
Woody the Woodpecker? Isn't it Woody Woodpecker?
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker. I don't know if you guys realized this when you bought your own house. I assumed a woodpecker was a cartoon character. I didn't understand that they exist.
Oh, they exist.
They are every day.
Yeah. How about that? Fun fact. Here we go.
Number one.
It's Sheriff Woody. Woody from Toy Story. A true leader. I mean, the way he rallies the troops. He's a legend. And he's beloved by all ages. How could it not be Sheriff Woody, the top Woody of all time? So, yes, the jet owner made the list, but he did lose out to a president, Evan Hates, and two cartoon characters.
How about Damian Woody?
I don't think he's that great a Woody.
Come on.
Some overrated takes on TV.
I'm thinking of more as a football player than his opinions on TV.
Yeah, no. Woody Hayes also just missed the list.
Woody Hayes. There's a lot of Woodies.
There are a lot of Woodies.
And you put Woodrow Wilson up there. Oh, my God.
Again, I placated you, Ev.
You should have done more research.
I like Tommy's.
Yes, the Bill Clinton thing.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
All right, enjoy.
He was also, you want me to give you another Woodrow Wilson fact?
Sure.
Vegetable last couple of years of his presidency. Basically, his wife was running the administration.
Wow, had an accident?
True story. Did he have an accident? I think he was just old and sick. I think he was very sick, to be honest with you. He was just sick. Anyhow, thank you, Sean. We appreciate that.
Enjoy.
There's your Cinco de Favo every day at 5 o'clock. Now,
lesson to Sean, be careful with presidents.
Yeah, be careful. Do research on the ones I like and don't like, because I give you strong opinions. Okay, League of Nations. League of Nations failed, bro.
No, we haven't.
That's the United Nations. The League of Nations. Oh, you know what it was? It was a failed attempt at it.
Right. It's like the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes, exactly.
Right. No, it's like the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. We have a Constitution. It works. It's still going on. The Articles of Confederation was like a temporary, hey, let's try this whole government thing. The League of Nations, other than being a dumb wrestling stable in the late aughts of the 2000s,
yes, it
was also, it wasn't good. But anyhow. Whatever.
All right. When I read his Wikipedia, I assumed League of Nations was the thing uptown. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
By the way, OTS otherwise, is like 0 to 10.
What was that?
OTS.
Oh, so then what's 10 to 20?
The 10s.
Oh, the 10s. Okay. I apologize.
The teens.
That bothers you more than him thinking that the United Nations is the League of Nations?
They're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, that's true. My apologies. Now, I put together a list. I thought this was an emergency list that I needed to put out there.
Is this Woody's too?
No, this is not Woody's.
Okay.
This is your up-to-date ownership rankings in New York sports. Because there was a change last night. And because of that change, I need to address it. So we're going to start all the way at the bottom at number 8. There are 8 owners of sports teams. The reason it's not 9 is because there is an owner that owns multiple teams in this area. So let's start with number 8. This is dead last. This is the worst owner in New York sports. Ladies and gentlemen, all together, unanimously, Woody Johnson. Yeah!
Congratulations.
Congrats, Big Wood. You have actually moved yourself into uncharted territory.
Where was he before?
He was actually seventh. He went from 7 to 8.
Got it.
But
that's a sigh of relief.
That's right. A big sigh of relief for number 7.
Right. Who did he Saquon to get to there?
He moved ahead of Joe Tsai, who's number 7. And the reason Joe Tsai moved ahead.
The Nets still in the league.
Twofold. The Liberty won the WNBA title. And the Brooklyn Nets picked a direction. So Joseph Tsai, you're no longer last. You're number 7. Number 6, he's been under heavy scrutiny over the last few weeks. And that is John Mara.
Oh, come on.
He's at
he's got 2 championships.
But hold on.
He's won a championship every decade since the 90s.
Teak, here's what's funny. You're going to see with the rest of this list.
Okay.
These guys are doing a good job.
All right.
Okay?
Just have to throw the defense.
That's fine.
My owner.
My argument is they just haven't won a lot lately.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing against him. Number 5 is a fellow by the name of Josh Harris. He is the owner of the New Jersey Devils. And while they've only been in the playoffs once every 6 years, or the last 6 years, they're a competent hockey team. Like, I think they're sort of run well. Is that fair to say, Sean?
I mean, he's not more well run than the Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
The Devils just made the playoffs, and they beat your team. Remember that?
Evan, they won the lottery a couple years ago, and they've mustered 2 measly playoff rounds
so
since.
So you would put Mara ahead of Harris?
I would.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number 1 checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
By the way, the Giants went to the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fair. It's a fair little debate. Luke,
what,
you want to break the tie on that one?
What happened to the Devils last year? Like, why am I not?
They got a lot of injuries. Jack Hughes got hurt. They didn't have a goalie.
Yeah,
they fell apart.
That's right.
Look, I think what's tough about the Devils is they don't get a lot of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. They don't get a lot of attention. So
positive or negative. It just kind of gets forgotten.
100%. So I'm trying to be fair about Josh and the Devils. But you want to break that tie, Luke?
Yeah, it's John Mara. The Giants are a bigger business and more recognized, so he gets the nod.
Josh Harris, you throw in the 76ers as well, or his ownership of the Commanders?
No.
Just saying.
No, it's a great point.
He is all those as well.
I cannot include that because this is only New York sports, but definitely fair to bring up.
Right.
Number 4, John Ledecky. Look, the Islanders are well run. I mean, they're in the playoffs a lot. Excuse me? Who should be ahead of John Ledecky?
Another jersey. I want another jersey.
Oh, Mr. Ledecky, please, can I come in your box? Smoochy, smoochy, smoochy.
Would you put Josh Harris ahead of him?
I would put John Mara ahead of John Ledecky.
Why? They've been winning. They were in the conference.
What the hell have the Islanders done?
They went to back-to-back conference titles. Semifinals and conference finals. Don't parse words with me. It's annoying.
And they have built a beautiful arena with great Shaquille O'Neal chicken sandwiches. You know what they haven't done? Attracted a single relevant free agent to come play there since they built the building.
Yeah, but they're winning.
They gave their fans false promises.
But hold on a second. They made the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. Is that not a fact?
Okay, cool.
Oh, hold on a second.
And if the NFL allowed 100 teams in the playoffs, the Giants
might not necessarily fair, though. They've made the playoffs 5 out of 6 years. They got to the conference finals or semifinals in back-to-back years. Like, again, this is not knocking Harris and Mara. This is rewarding success.
Okay.
Cool.
Where's the championship? Okay, that's all right. I'm just asking, rhetorically. Okay. Just throwing it in the ether.
All right, let's get to the top three.
By the way, I like Mr. Ledecky.
Love Mr. Ledecky. The Islanders, great people.
I wasn't even kissing his ass. I'm being honest about the rankings.
Beautiful building.
Yeah. Number three, Steve Cohen. I'm sorry, I can't put Steve Cohen ahead of Hal Steinbrenner. Not yet. Mm. You want to go sign Juan Soto? Go sign Juan Soto. I will consider changing that. Now, Steve has been a fine owner. He's a big market owner. But like we talked about, you got to go put the pelts on the wall. They've had two postseason seasons. He's definitely willing to spend. But was he really willing to go that extra mile for Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Not really.
He wasn't ever going to the Mets. You know it.
Well, but you needed to. The only way you could have made that happen.
He was never going to the Mets.
Is to leave no doubt financially.
He was never going to the Mets.
Okay. He's number three. Number two, Hal Steinbrenner. Your number one owner in New York sports, I hate to say it, is James Dolan.
Mm.
I'm sorry. It's James Dolan. Round of applause for your number one owner in New York sports, James Arthur Martinez Woodrow Wilson Dolan. He is your number one owner, and I don't know how you could argue it.
Oh, now, so he's the new Woody?
He's the new
Woody on the list? You gave him Woodrow Wilson's midline.
I don't know why I did that. I think because Dolan is going to get criticized, and people are going to criticize me by saying Dolan's not a good guy. And my answer to that is going to be, who cares?
That's not what you're evaluating.
That's not what I'm evaluating. You know, Dolan has a lot of kind of bullying him, whether it's, hey, I don't want you in my building because there's a lawsuit involving, or even what's going on right now with the NBA, where the NBA is investigating the Rick Brunson promotion, and Dolan and the Knicks came out and said, we're being harassed by the NBA, which I got to tell you is hilarious. I actually like that. So I get that Dolan and the media relations, I get it. He doesn't even like us as a radio station, but I can look past that. That's why the whole kissing ass thing is ridiculous.
Let's go Knicks.
I got no reason to kiss his ass. I put money in his pocket. But I got to call it like I see it.
He put money in a lot of those guys' pockets.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I put money in the pocket literally of half the guys on that list.
You do.
Woody, Cy, mm-hmm. Dolan, and Steve.
One, three.
And you go to
and
about
seven and eight.
And he goes to like 25 Yankee games too. So
I know. It's true. Oh, my God. The only person I'm not giving money to really is John Mara and Josh Harris. Even Ledecky I give money to. I buy Islander. I go to Islander game a year or two. So they used to cost me money. Now they're very nice. But I think the reason Dolan is number one is because he learned something. He learned that you need to hire the right people and you got to get out of the way. And you have to give them money. The financial commitment. I don't know if that's where Steve Cohen is at. We're going to find out. I think Hal has done that a lot in the past. Like, I'm giving you money, and you're my GM, and you're Brian Cashman. So that's why they're towards the top. So besides the Mara argument we had around Harris and Ledecky, what do you think of the rest of my list?
That's just only because of the championships. He's won two championships.
Wait, hold on a second. How many does Dolan have? Damn it.
Exactly.
He's got zero.
Right. Most of them, I mean.
Hal. Hal's got them.
Right. Hal's the only one, right?
So you think Hal and Mara should be 1-2 then based on that?
No, not at all. Because it is about what's happening. But there's got to be some weight given to doing what you're owning a team to do, which is win a championship.
Yeah. So, but you know what I think also factors in? If I asked Devil fans, like the real diehard ones, not, you know, us talking about them very sparingly, what do you think of ownership? I would guess that Josh Harris is going to get like a 70% approval rating.
Yeah, he's not a bad owner.
If I ask Islander fans, same thing with Ledecky.
But how present is he? Because he is kind of up and down, right?
It's impossible for me to answer that. I mean, does he go to games? Yeah. Is he there at every game? No.
But I think that John Mara and Hal Steinbrenner would not have high approvals among their fans. And maybe a part of that is the expectations.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But that has to be factored in a little bit.
It definitely is. The expectation is what determines how you feel about any team. Like, if you think your team's just going to be average, then it's okay to be average.
So,
but if they're supposed to be great because you have good players and you're spending money and raising ticket prices because you're bringing in those expensive players and you still stink, fans are going to be upset.
Do you co-sign James Dolan as the number one owner in New York
without
sports?
A doubt.
Wow.
Without a doubt.
Sean Morash, do you?
No doubt. Do you believe that the Rangers have a chance almost every season?
Yeah.
I do.
And it feels like the Knicks get better every year.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, they got off to a slow start, but whatever.
They're fine.
Exactly. Everybody in the East is off to a slow start.
To me, what will
for the top two.
Will always put James Dolan over the top for the good is that he approved the Rangers issuing that letter that we're stripping it down, we're rebuilding, and was honest with the organization.
Who does that, by the way?
Nobody.
No, I agree.
Nobody.
And I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something else about Dolan. And we're going to find out about the Mariners and the Giants, I think, in the next couple of weeks, so I can't say they're doing this wrong yet. I know Woody's done it wrong. I know Steve Cohen's done it wrong at times. James Dolan kept ticket prices the same after the Knicks and Rangers had big playoff runs. Woody's already raised the prices on the Jets. I do not know about the Giants. I've looked into it. Apparently, they haven't sent out a bill yet, so that's good. I give them points for that. Right. I haven't sent out a bill yet. But that matters. Like, you've got this piece of property that's so valuable, and yet off of a playoff run, this guy who gets maligned in this town, and a lot of times rightfully so, decided, you know what, I'm not going to raise prices. And by the way, I want to speak right to the audience. Do you know why Dolan gets maligned a lot? It's not just that he's a bad guy or he's a bully. It's because many in the media don't like him. I don't care. I may be in the media. I do not give a rat's ass about nice or mean or how much you talk. I'd like for you to talk. I want to know what's going on with the franchises. I'm just being brutally honest about results, performance, and letting people do their job.
Who are you talking
and so
to?
James Dolan's number one.
Oh, you're talking about James Dolan. I thought you were talking to the Giant locker room.
Well played, Tiki. Also, now that this list is complete, I need to bring it up. I'm surprised that Tommy and Tiki didn't hit on this. So James Dolan's number one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then apologize to him
for,
because there was only one other take this week on ownership in this town, and it's about fan experience. You killed Madison Square Garden because you couldn't get chicken fingers at 18 concession stands.
I stand by that.
It's pilot error.
You cannot be the best owner in New York if you're also going to say you can't get chicken fingers readily.
Tommy's right.
It's pilot error. Evan couldn't find the chicken places, but they exist. We had multiple people call up and say they're literally in his section.
Okay. What I will say about that is I was at Barclays Center last night, and I want to remind you, Josiah is seventh on my list, okay? And I'm a Nets fan. I had a much better eating experience upstairs, and I sit upstairs. I'm not bougie. So I'm not telling you about the luxury suites or being down. I'm upstairs in both arenas. Chase Bridge, 225 Barclays Center, okay? My eating experience and finding the food I wanted was a lot better at Barclays Center. That doesn't mean Josiah's a better owner.
But that's part of the fan experience.
Okay.
Especially something as simple as chicken fingers.
Sean,
are you standing by that you can't find chicken fingers at the Square Garden? You stand
noted.
By it? Then he can't be number one.
Of course he can be. Sean. Why can't he be number one? One factor.
Sean. That is the most important food to have at any one of the sporting venues, and your owner that you're calling number one didn't make it readily available. I didn't see that. You said it. And then you turn around
make
him number one?
Yes.
You're all over the place.
Because he's not, Sean, he's not perfect. I didn't say the Garden is perfect.
Well, he is the Garden.
Okay. That's an issue I have with Madison Square Garden. That's fine. But I still think he's the best owner.
I find it hard to believe there were no chicken fingers.
I couldn't find them.
By the way, Barclays Center, it's because they have, I don't know, on-demand beer right outside the door.
Oh, how great is that?
Every door that you're in.
Dude, I did that last night.
Easy. Just walk in, pick it up, walk out.
Well, Tiki, you don't have to do anything.
You need to drink to watch that basketball team.
It's the bar
they were good last night. They won.
No, he doesn't pay attention. Look, my point is, we're talking about individual things at an arena. I'm giving you the big picture result.
You're really talking about the teams. Ultimately, who cares about the arena?
Yeah.
Well, he does owe an apology to James Nolan because there is chicken fingers at Madison Square.
There are 1,000%.
That's all I'm getting at. You can't have this big screen that's part of fan experience and call him the number one owner.
I can.
Just admit you were
walking around like a maniac. Why don't you just tap on somebody that works here? Like, excuse me.
Should have done that. I should have done that. And the guy, I'll give you this about the Garden. The Garden employees, nicer than the Barclays Center employees.
Mm.
I had a bad experience last night. Like, for all the good of finding food, they have a line to get on the escalator. They only let 10 people on the escalator at once.
You wonder why I bounce out.
No, you're right. So I was like, where's the stairs? What am I doing standing here waiting to get on an escalator? I need to see the introductions. I need to see.
No, that makes you worry about the construction of the building.
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Why else would you not let 100 people on an escalator?
Can you ask Josiah next time you see him?
I never met him.
Good. Let's keep it that way. I don't want Tiki being like, stop ripping Josiah. I'm going to always rip Josiah until he improves things. Anyhow, that's my definitive list. I tweeted it out if you missed it, or you could rewind on the Odyssey app. Let's go to Vince in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. What's up, Vince?
Hey, I've got one reason why the Mets are going to get Soto. It's because the Yankees cannot afford to sign Soto. They're a privately owned company. We don't see their books. And there's about at least 12 Steinbrenner family members that get their sole income from the Yankees.
I disagree with you, Vince. I think they bring in you're right, we don't see their books, okay? They bring in so much revenue as a franchise that, yes, they can afford to sign Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. Alex in New Canaan, Connecticut. Alex.
Hey, man. I notice you guys don't give much consideration to the Red Sox with Soto.
I don't. But I think there's no way he signs with the Red Sox. Zero chance. No shot.
All right. Well, here's my take on it. Now, I'm not saying he's going to, but I think he's got there's a lot for him himself that will appeal to him.
What?
You know, one being, besides him growing up as a Red Sox fan and all the Dominican players that have played for the Red Sox, his relationships with Poppy, Pedro Martinez, et cetera, the park is break for him. He will be the man. It will be Soto Sox. He doesn't have to worry about a guy like Judge. Judge has the Yankees. He doesn't have to split it with Devers. Devers doesn't want it.
Alex, you bring up a lot of fair points. Like, I've tried to do research to figure this out. Like, did Soto really grow up as a Red Sox fan? Because I've seen that quote going around. Mm-hmm. I don't know how valid it is. Yes, they've had a great history of Dominican players in Boston, so I can see it. So all that's fair. Fenway Park is a ballpark. They hit in, completely fair. Here's where I disagree, and here's where I believe the Red Sox have no chance. I think their ownership is fraudulent, and I don't think they're bidding $700 million. I don't.
The Red Sox.
Correct.
I don't think they are either. Fenway Sports Group owns a lot of things, including Liverpool, which is a team that I follow in EPL. And so 2 years ago, they were trying to sell it. So it's like they were looking for cash.
Yeah.
So spending money is that much money is likely not on their agenda.
I completely agree. And that's why I say, and I'll say it again into a microphone, I'll own it. If somehow I'm wrong, I won't be. The Red Sox are not signing Juan Soto. It's a red herring. No shot. The Dodgers are not signing Juan Soto. That is a red herring. No shot, despite Tiki Barber's prediction. I respect your prediction. You will be wrong. That's all. I think the Yankees absolutely can re-sign him. I think the New York Mets have a shot. And I think that the Blue Jays are kind of on the outside, but I give them a shot. They got the money. And I think the Phillies and the Nationals are real threats. Real threats. But the Red Sox, come on. Stop with that. Yeah. I mean, jeez. I understand it. Dreaming about it. Jared Carrabas is tweeting every night. Please, please, please give me Juan Soto. He knows deep down they're not getting Juan Soto.
And this is why you do a custody share of Juan Soto. Signs with the Yankees and the Mets. That way he doesn't go to the Red Sox. He doesn't go to the Dodgers. You share custody.
Do you know that Loogie, about a half hour ago, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, is genuinely annoyed that I came up with his idea before him?
No.
Because I was mocking that he was going to present a stupid idea, so I thought of the stupidest idea I could think of, said it mockingly, and then Loogie's like, damn it, that was my idea. He's genuinely mad at me.
Of course he's mad at you.
But it was such a dumb idea, I was mocking him.
I'm wide open.
It's not a real idea, but he deserved the right to deliver it.
I'm wide open.
Wow, he's on your side, Luke.
Yeah, because I'm wide open in the corner for a three, and Evan, I'm on your team. He's on my team, and he blocked my shot.
No.
Let me hit the three, baby.
I didn't think there was any shot that your dumb idea was that. I just thought you were going to come up with something about Steve Cohen or something dumb.
But it's not dumb. It's a great idea.
It's almost, he didn't even block it. He just stole it from you and went and made a layup.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true, I did.
It's a great idea. And Evan's going to come in next week and go, you know what, Loogie? That was a great idea.
Yes. His idea, in case you're just tuning in and you don't want to rewind on the Odyssey app to about 5:55, is that the Mets and the Yankees should share Juan Soto.
Correct.
Literally, that's
split
his
idea.
Split
the bill like you're going out for dinner. Everybody, right. They call that the NYS, the New York split. So you split the bill. So he gets $1 billion, 500 from the Yankees, 500 from the Mets. And then we dictate or they dictate how you share them.
What is your schedule tonight? What time are you on
Soto the air? Soto share. 6:30 to, I think, 7:50 is Rutgers pregame.
All right, here's the deal. Well, none of us are going to take you seriously unless you do an hour and 20 minutes on this.
I'm not going to do an hour and 20
minutes. You got to. Otherwise, it's just a fraud topic then. I want to see your commitment.
Then?
Yeah, then it's a fraud
topic. I'm very committed to
my opinions. I want to see your commitment at 6:35 whenever we get to your show, because sometimes we're late. I need to see your commitment to your belief.
It will
in
be
this.
Brought up tonight.
No, not brought up. You got to open with it.
I'm not opening with
Why?
It.
Why? What do you need to open with?
Because that's not his strongest thing.
What's your strongest thing you're opening with at 6:35?
Tommy.
Tommy DeVito's going to be the next Tom Brady.
What? Yeah, you've already done that.
No,
we
I haven't.
That. Yes,
no,
you
I have.
Have
not.
He said
I have
it
not.
Here.
No, he said
and
it
social
on,
media.
He said it on social media. He said it everywhere. We get it. It's old news. Save that for Friday.
Social media is just a preview of what you're going to do on the Lug Hour.
Now, he's already giving it all away.
Tiki, you know the secret. I love you.
He's already giving the whole thing away.
Right. Not everybody who's on X or whatever social media platform you're on listens to the radio.
That's why you save it for Friday. You got to do the Soto share idea. I'm telling you, someone's going to steal it. You don't think Big Mac's going to run with that tonight at 2 a.m.?
No. Oh my
you don't
God.
Think Sal's going to run gonna with run that at 10:05 tomorrow?
Sal's going to hit it. That's a great idea. Big gotta, Mac will not do it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You got to hit it. I'm telling you, Sean, wouldn't you agree he's got to open with it at 6:30?
I would just say this. Tommy.
I don't need career advice from you.
Tommy, I'm going to look out for your career.
Wow.
Spike's not here anymore. You don't got to open with that ridiculousness. All right.
What was that about?
Yeah, what was that about?
But that's a take the old program there would have said. Yeah, Lugie, go get him.
He spends 8 years with the Yankees, or we go every other year, or he plays 82 games,
Tommy,
or 81 games.
What? I'm not arguing with you. Open with it at 6:30. I'm telling you, I'm
some
tuning
integrity
in.
Integrity here. I'm the fan.
I'm opening. I'm listening at 6:30. I'm going to tell my wife.
We can't
usually,
do that, Evan.
Usually we talk on the phone at 6:30. I'm going to tell her, well, holding off at 6:30. I need to hear this. Otherwise, you're a fraud.
You're asking him to tank like the Giants.
It's not tanking.
The show.
He has to believe. He
it's
has
the most absurd
don't
sports
fall
radio
for it,
talk.
Logie. Don't fall for
fall
it.
Fall for what?
I will do it, and I do want to do
let
it now
him
even
gas
more.
You up.
No, I'm not. I'm going to talk about my quarterback and my football team, but I'm also going to bring this up.
Tiki, yeah. Tiki.
Don't do it on the Rico Bronya. Then I'm going to break your legs.
Tiki, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You're a Giant legend. All okay. right. You care greatly about the Giants.
I do.
Wednesday, 6:30.
Everybody's talking about Tommy DeVito.
I know, but he don't have to do that tonight.
Why not? This is a chance to talk about Tommy
DeVito. The Soto share idea is original.
Soto
but
share.
But it's not, like, real.
Neither is
it's real to me, damn it.
Neither is Tommy DeVito being Tom Brady. In fact, I could argue the Soto share is more
real. there's a poll you could put out there on
Let's
Twitter.
Let's put that poll up.
Yeah.
We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019. 43 on this busy Wednesday. Knicks fans are going to have to stay up late tonight. That's just my warning. And you should stay up late tonight. The Knicks are taking on a very beat-up Phoenix Sun team. They're going to be without Kevin Durant. They're going to be without Bradley Beal. So if you look at their roster tonight, it's literally Devin Booker and a bunch of schlubs. That's how I would describe the Phoenix roster. So it's a game they should win. But the exciting part about tonight's game, and I genuinely am looking forward to this, is that Walt Clyde Frazier, who's one of my favorites, you know how I feel about Clyde, he's off tonight. He's not traveling west of the Mississippi because, listen, Clyde don't need to travel. And so making his Knicks broadcast debut.
I just saw this news. This is cool.
Is Jamal Crawford. So that is very, very cool. I was always a fan of Jamal Crawford. Right. Excellent scorer. Had a nice career all over the NBA. Chicago, the Knicks.
Yeah. Has he ever done this? Has he ever done
I don't think so.
Work?
I think this is going to be his maiden voyage, especially for Knicks fans. So I think that's fun tonight.
Well, had Vince done it?
Vince had, before he started doing it with the Nets?
Right, because he was only retired for 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think he may have started slowly by filling in once or twice.
Yeah.
And Vince is good. I like Vince. The truth is, when you're an analyst and you're fresh off playing basketball, like, you're just responding to...
Right. It's almost easier because you were just in meetings.
Yeah.
Or preparation to do exactly what these guys are doing.
Yeah, and you're telling us things. Yeah. It's like what you do well on the NFL broadcast. You're telling us things we have no idea.
Right.
You're explaining stuff to us.
So Jamal did stuff with NBA League Pass with another former Nick, Quentin Richardson, and he was a regular color analyst for the NBA on TNT.
But if I
knew he did studio stuff. I forgot if he did any in-game.
But I think the Q Rich stuff was like an alternate cast. Where
they're watching from like their living room or something.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. But that'll be cool tonight. That's a fun game. West Coast basketball, Knicks against the Suns games. They should win. And late night. So my advice, I've always said this about late night basketball, start the game at about 10:35, a little bit late on DVR, and then skip the commercials. Because the commercials are where you may fall asleep.
And
that's the risk you run
Sean
into.
Sean mentioned this to me, that there was a Mitchell Robinson sighting. He wasn't supposed to be back till like January. Now, he was gassing me up that he might play tonight. But there was this report out there.
I don't know
that,
if you realize this, Lugie. Sean makes crap.
No, I did see the tweet. He did show me the tweet.
Steve,
I went to it.
Steve Popper tweeted.
What's the update?
For a shoot-around today with the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson came off that bus in full uniform, ready to go.
Really?
Now, there was also, apparently, the Knicks shot some media today. That was the follow-up.
Oh,
so
he's not part of that.
So that makes more sense because he's not expected back to like December, January.
Yeah, so that's
like crazy
and
talk.
And we also haven't heard anything about him practicing.
Correct.
So he's probably still a few weeks away.
Exactly.
But nevertheless, interesting game tonight.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what? What was that? What was that yeah for?
I just thought maybe it was time for me to give a closing yeah.
Just wanted to do a yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
he referred to his team as dogs last night. Don't think I didn't see that in our, you know, net
propaganda chat.
What do
you mean he referred to the Nets as dogs?
After that, I guess they had a big thrilling win off a team
well,
that nobody can
name. Had a nice victory
name.
Against the Hornets
the Hornets
NBA
are still
Cup.
Around? Okay, so, and then he wrote dogs when they won the game.
Sean, don't do that.
I expect better from you,
that's their shtick. Well, I didn't do anything.
From you, meaning Sean.
No,
Sean.
No.
listen, you self-pretentious jerk. I said dogs after the Rangers scored their first goal of the night.
Oh.
You haven't talked a lot about your hockey team. That's
That's all because, right. You know.
Anyhow, Sean, let's get to what matters. Tommy DeVito is the starting quarterback of the Giants. Today was the day where we heard from a lot of Giant players. Tiki and I talked about this at about 3:30 in terms of Brian Daboll's response to Dexter Lawrence. Tiki was very pointed about, hey, listen, you bunch of losers. He didn't say that. You implying it. So I'm paraphrasing. You're 2-8. The hell are you bitching about?
Is that a fair paraphrase?
I mean, your 2-8 change is going to happen.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. That's what Tiki said. So let's hear more from Giant players and their reaction. Sean, what do we have?
Let's go to Drew Locke, who you might remember was signed to be the number two quarterback.
Yeah.
So Drew Locke was asked, hey, how do you feel? You were the quarterback too, and you've been skipped over.
Great question.
Let's hear what Drew Locke had to say.
Again, that's, you know, that's a question I might still have for myself. It was expressed to me that I was going to be the two, and I don't know, it's just an interesting situation. Not much I can really say about it besides, again, I'm gonna be here for him, and you know, we're still communicating, still very good friends, believe it or not. I'm gonna be here for him. This team needs to get a win, and we start winning, everything gets a little better around here.
He sounds pissed off.
I mean, he should be. He was signed to be the backup quarterback, but the reality is he got hurt in the summer. They didn't really see him in any preseason games, and they have an understanding of what Tommy DeVito does because he played last year. Now, it doesn't take away from the fact that he was the backup all season long, and then you're going to make a move at quarterback, and you're going to go to the third-string guy. But, I mean, I've wondered all year long why Tommy DeVito was on the active roster.
Mm.
Most teams do not carry three quarterbacks on their active roster. They bring up practice squad elevation for an emergency third string quarterback, but they're not on the active roster. But Tommy was.
Yeah, I think that it seemed all along to me, Drew Locke's the backup if something happens to Daniel Jones, because we're still trying to win games. And once we're out of it, we'd rather just see Tommy DeVito as opposed to Drew Locke. Now, I don't know if that was ever expressed to Drew when they talked to him about being a backup, but that's how I've always viewed it since they made these decisions. It's why a few weeks ago when we talked about replacing Daniel Jones, my prediction was we're never going to see Drew Locke. Because when they finally make the move, it's not happening because of injury.
Yeah.
It's happening because, hey, we're dead. Let's just see something else. Or Daniel's not playing well. Why waste time with Drew Locke? We'll write to Tommy DeVito. So I don't know what the Giants ever said to Drew Locke if there was a lack of communication on what the plan actually was.
Well, remember, they signed him in March when we still didn't know when Daniel Jones was going to be back from the ACL. There was still a long way to go in recovery. And things change, right? That's not how they drew it up.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, like, I do remember that. I see what you tried to do there.
Drew it up.
But I don't forget, we had these conversations before the season started about whether or not Daniel Jones was going to be ready for the start of the season. So if you're going to bring in a quarterback, Drew Locke might have been competing with Tommy DeVito for the starting job.
Right. You
at
never,
that point.
You never told Drew he was a lock to start.
I like it, Ev. I like it. I like it. Oh, by the way, I remember a game because I was there that sucked. That Daniel Jones got benched in, and Drew Locke did come off the bench and played horribly.
That was
the
Eagle game, right?
We cannot say that Drew Locke at no point this year got a chance to be the number two quarterback.
That is true. Who else had to speak today?
Well, I actually have more from Drew Locke.
Oh, let's hear more from Drew.
Hey, you know, Drew, that attitude, you know, how are you going to be able to handle this going forward, and why are you going to have a good attitude?
A ton of emotions involved in all of it. I would say, you know, this is still a business, and, you know, I want more jobs after this year. So if I come in and be ugly and nasty, it just leaves a bad taste in these guys' mouths, and who knows how fast that spreads. You know, I'm going to come in and be great, and not to mention, like, I've become really close with Tommy. It's more than just a business thing. I appreciate him. He's a great friend, and I want him to go out there and do well, and he deserves to go out there and play well. He deserves to have this team behind him, and I'm excited for him.
I really like Drew Locke because two things that I like about him. Number one, genuinely sounded like, hey, me and Tommy are close. I'm rooting for him.
Right? I don't shine shoes anymore.
But before that, he was so honest. He's like, why would I be a jerk? It'll spread to another team. Like, he's just telling
he's just keeping it real. I just say it exactly with the reality. You can't be a jerk in that situation.
No.
Because now all of a sudden, that becomes who you are.
Yeah.
Even if it's just something that you were mad about or pissed off in the moment.
Yeah.
I have one more clip I think that is worthy of sharing. We've been looking for leaders in this Giants locker room amongst the Shane. Somebody to actually not go, woohoo, I feel bad for Daniel Jones. So somebody who's been, you know, called out, I think, for, let's say, being immature at times, really stepped up as a leader, and that was Kayvon Thibodeau today.
Oh.
Kayvon Thibodeau was asked, you know, how do you feel about the Daniel Jones benching?
I mean, that's the nature of the beast, you know, when you are 2-8 and, you know, things are changing. Every position is up for grabs, honestly. So, for me, I think, you know, being back now, it's, you know, it puts more pressure on all of us to continue to do our job and to play our best.
No, that was very mature of Kayvon.
I like that answer. You're 2-8. Everybody's jobs are progressive. I mean, stop crying about it.
We used to have, our coaches used to say, we need to hang signs when we're losing. Hiring all positions. That's coaches as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of the NFL. Like, it just doesn't last for that long if you're not good. And the Giants have not been good.
2-8 is 2-8. You could talk all day about how they're close games. 2-8 is 2-8, which is 2-8.
And I don't want to hear about the friendships and how good of a guy he is, because that doesn't matter.
Does not matter. It's about winning. Let's go to Jason on Long Island. How you doing, Jason?
Hey, what's up? Great show, guys. Quickly on the Juan Samuel. Juan Samuel. Look at me.
I like that.
Juan Soto. I think there's three teams. I think there's two at number one, and it's going to be a 1 and 1A. I think it's the Dodgers and the Mets. And the third team is going to be the Yankees. The second team will be the wild card that, you know, just comes in and steals, you know, the ones you're afraid of. But I think what it comes down to is the money will be there, no matter if it's the Dodgers or the Mets. But where would he hit in the lineup in the Mets second?
Yeah.
Compared to where he's going to hit in the Dodgers in front of Ohtani.
I don't know that. I mean, I'd have to think about how the Dodgers would line it up. It's tough. You've got Ohtani, you've got Betts, you've got Soto. You could actually go Ohtani. I can't believe I'm thinking about this. You could go...
It would be Ohtani, Soto.
Ohtani, Betts, Soto, Freeman.
Really?
Yeah, you could do that. Split up the lefties. Could do that.
I guess so.
Or you could say it doesn't matter. I'll go Ohtani. Why are we doing this?
Right. Because that's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
That's my prediction.
He's not going to be a... Look, here's what it comes down to.
I mean, we keep talking about Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
Money's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Money's not a problem. Well, neither is it for the Dodgers.
They lost Corey Seager because of money.
Maybe they lost Corey Seager because they didn't want Corey Seager.
Well, that's a great decision. I mean, I'm going to tell you. That was a wonderful decision.
It was. They just won the freaking World Series.
They won the World Series.
Okay, they did win the World Series, but they do get outbid. We talk about the Dodgers like they're a magic.
Okay,
they traded for Mookie Betts.
They got outbid because they didn't think he was worth what he ultimately got.
But we don't have a look at the free agents that they brought in. Look at the big market guys they brought in. They traded for Betts and signed him, very similar to Lindor. Mm-hmm. I give him credit. There was not an open bid for Mookie Betts. They traded for him and they signed him like Lindor. That's number one. Number two, Freddie Freeman. Yeah, because the Atlanta Braves at the last second were like, screw it, let's go get Matt Olson. And Freddie Freeman's crying like a baby because he wanted to go back to Atlanta. That's how they got Freddie Freeman. Let's get to the next one. Ohtani, absolutely.
Right.
They went balls to the wall for Shohei Ohtani. That was their guy. I don't have evidence that they're going to do that for Juan Soto.
Why?
They're not.
Why?
Because they haven't done it for these other guys. They haven't done it. They got outbid for Corey Seager, okay. Their own guy.
Maybe they didn't want Corey Seager.
They got outbid for Trey Turner, who they traded for a few years. I mean,
Trey Turner's 34 years old.
No, he's not. He's younger. He was like 28, 29 when he left as a free agent.
Yeah. So, look, but here's the thing. Here's the reality.
Hold on one quick thing before you continue. Stay tuned for Baseball Out of New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac.
31.
That's coming up next on SNY.
So
31 now,
I feel like the Dodgers understand that they need stars. Or they want stars. Because not only is it about baseball, it's about, like, putting on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can clearly see that they care about the show.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And it's more, it's not more, because they won a World Series. It's also about being something different than just a really good baseball team.
Right.
That's what they feel like to me.
Right.
And whether they were in collusion with Ohtani before he signed that long-term deal, but the way that thing went down, where he deferred basically the entire contract and it leaves them completely clear to sign whoever the hell they want over the next 3 to 4 to 5 years, it just tells you that they're going to make moves to keep this thing going with stars.
I agree. I just don't think it's going to be at that price level for Juan Soto. I think you're wrong. You want to make it like a really valuable bet? Should we bet something?
No. That's just my prediction.
Okay. I want something in return. And I'll give you something in return.
I just think everybody is talking about the Mets, Steve Cohen, having unlimited resources. All I'm saying is so do the Dodgers.
The Dodgers do. But they're not going to use him on Juan Soto.
I have the perfect bet for you guys.
Go ahead. What's the bet? What do I get? What does he get?
Juan Soto signs with the Dodgers, and Evan, you have to drive to the Barber House at the beginning of next December and hang his Christmas lights.
What?
And vice versa. Tiki's got to hang yours.
My wife would say no, because I don't want them on my house.
And also, I'm really bad at it. I'm going to make his beautiful house, like, unpretty, if you will.
You could wrap the bushes.
Oh, I'd wrap the bushes. That seems very fair. By the way, I got this text message from a friend of mine. He's a Yankee fan. So he's heard our discussion. If you rewind back to about 4 o'clock, we talked about Hal Steinbrenner's comments about Soto. How he said, yeah, we had good meetings. It was very honest. When asked how confident he is, he said, no idea, we'll be in the mix. And I said, that doesn't sound like a guy who's confident. That doesn't sound like a guy who believes he's going to re-sign him. So my friend writes, you dumb bleep. You poor bastard. So I write, what does that even mean? He's like, you think Hal sounds like he's prepared to lose Soto? You're so bleeping dumb. What would you like him to say?
This is your friend?
This is my friend. Wow. What a friend. I'm like, I mean, how about, I'm just responding to the way that quote sounded. It sounded like someone resigned to losing
him. What was his interpretation of what that quote
I don't
was?
Know. Then he writes, laugh out loud, JFC, which I think means Jesus bleeping, you know, the other word. And then he said, Met fans are very cocky. Here's what pisses me off about my friend as a Yankee fan.
I love this friend.
Met fans are very cocky. I didn't say the Mets were getting him. I actually predicted the Nationals are getting him. I'm merely listening to what Hal said and giving you, hey, my impression on a quote like that doesn't feel positive. Now, well,
it just sounds benign.
It sounds benign. Yeah. Now, you want to tell me it means nothing? Good for you. Maybe it does mean nothing. We don't know. We don't know how this is going to end. We're speculating based on what he said. Did you hear that and say, I feel great? Now, as far as what's he supposed to say, he could have said, yeah, we're damn confident. We know we give Juan Soto the best chance to win and play, and we'd be devastated if we don't have him. Why can't you say that? Why is that terrible? Because you're being honest? Because you're putting pressure on yourself? Well, when you also go on to say, we can sign anyone we want to sign, which is also something Hal said, well, then you better sign him. People are so sensitive these days.
This whole Juan, this is why he's got to sign soon. This is going to be a bloodbath in this town.
Yeah, right. We're all fighting. Yeah. Why are we all fighting with each other?
Right. Because we're all desperate losers. That's why.
Well, but we aren't, though. The Yankees were just in the World Series. The Mets had a great run of the LCS.
In. Yeah. Great run. No win there.
Yes.
We're desperate for a parade. Mario Manningham was a long time ago. We're losers.
Okay. On that note, thank you. Thank you for that.
Now, if you rewind to 5 o'clock, I'll give you the 5 best Woodies of all time.